way he was taken to Tennessee.
Right.
And he stayed with this auntie until he was 13.
Oh my goodness, I be.
And this auntie's husband and sons were lost in the Civil War, or the War of the States. Which do you call it most?
I call it Civil War.
Well, I do too.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, whether you've heard people in this part of the country.
We called it Civil War. That's what we called it. My mother called it. See, she was coming in that age too, with the Civil War.
Have you ever heard anybody around here call it the War of Northern Aggression?
No. War of what?
Northern Aggression.
What other word? Aggression?
Aggression. Northern Aggression.
War of Aggression?
Of Northern Aggression.
Northern Aggression?
Yes, ma'am.
War of Northern Aggression?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I never did hear that. Civil War was what we heard. But yeah, I'm a great reader. You see, I have...
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I've given most of my books away. I gave them to the library here and in Tremont here and there and yonder. But anyway, I read to my eyes about them. But now I want to finish telling you about my father.
Yes, ma'am.
This auntie's husband and sons, I don't know how many, they were lost in the Civil War. But she had her slaves. And my father was put out to, as a, what did they call them? The, over those slaves?
Overseer.
He was an overseer. And then they had the patterole that would catch them at night if the slaves got away. What did they call it, a patterole?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the way I remember it. See, I'm not young anymore either. But all right, now then, back to how it affected my father. She used my father as her overseer. When the war was over, he was only 13. But she called him up and told him, "Now, Sam, you can do more for yourself. I see that I can do for you. The slaves are gone. So, I'm going to give you your freedom." It was his own auntie that had reared him. "But I'm going to give you your freedom." And he put his few little clothes, not many, in a little sack and left her home. He met with a Dr. Robinson, who took him in. And they became fast friends. And that's where my father came from. And you see where he finally wound up. I told you he went to this, he went back to his home to go to this university in Fayetteville. He was not a graduate of the Fayetteville University, but he was a student there.
Do you know how long he stayed there?
No, I think he didn't like too long of graduating. But he became in ill health. That's how came coming in here. I'm under the impression it was about a year, but now I'm afraid to say. But it was, he didn't graduate, but he didn't like too long. And he, what they call consumption then, you know, they don't call it that now at all. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, used to, they called it consumption.